Okay, today is Daf Tes of Masechtas Yevamos. We're on Daf Chesam Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Silver Family Ilu Nishmas Rivka Bas Tovia. The neshama should have an aliyah. So here we go. So we're up to Chesam Beis. 2, 4, 6, 8, like almost 9, 10 lines from the bottom where it says Virabanan. Virabanan. And according to the Rabbanan, who learn out tsroros from the word litzror that appeared in the Gemara, well, appears in the Torah, but appeared in the Gemara way back on Daf Gimel. So Virabanan, hi velakha my of delay. What do they do with the word velakha? Where it could have simply said velakha. Mi boilele kedur biosi baruchanina. The Amr of Yosi Bar Chanina, V'lacha, it says V'lacha, Malameid, Shemegarsha Beget, Umachzira, right? V'yiv, Shemegarsha Get Umachzira. Let's say, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon's married to some woman. He dies without children. Reuven takes her as a Yevama. Okay? What?
That's standard case.
Then he divorces her. The divorce, he gives her a get, it's not working out. Then a month later, he says, you know what? I made a mistake. I want to take her back. So can he take her back? So I would have thought, listen, he gave her Yevama. He tried it. He divorced her. He can't take her back.
Oh, okay.
Kamash Blad, he can take her back.
I don't understand why you can't take her back.
Because the only...
Take her regular wife back.
She's not a regular wife. She's a Yevama.
So
I would have thought, you have one chance, you blow that chance, you blow it. Oh. Kamash Blad, you can take her back. Or the Yevma Al-Karcha. Or you could even do it bar kacha. She could be kicking and screaming, I don't want this guy. Doesn't make a difference.
When? On Yibum?
Yeah, on Yibum. First time. Verbiosi, Verebi, Verbiosi bar Chanina. How does the Rebbe know that those dinim? They can take her back. You've divorced, you can take her back and bar kacha. Mil'isha nafka. That's from V'isha nafka. And al kacha, Miyibma, Yavo, Aleha, nafka. Okay, so they have their own psukim for that. V'Rebbe, hi, aleha, my of delay. What does Rebbe do with the word aleha? He doesn't use that for the Gzeira Shava. Right? We've had the Gzeira Shava throughout this Masechta. What does he do with aleha? So, Mibar Lelech HaDetanya, he does it for the following thing. There are four people, four entities, that have to bring a carbon chatos if they made a mistake. A regular person, a melech, a kohen gadol, and a tzibur. Okay? That's four carbon, four chatoses if they made a mistake. Shogeg. A melech brings a separate carbon. His own. A king, his own. A tzibur, their own. That's called a parhel and davishal tzibur. And the fourth is a regular person. Then, there's another four that you bring if you made a mistake regarding a avodah zarah. A tzibur, a melech, a kohen gadol, and a regular person. That's eight carbonos. We're now going to go drashas of eight karbanos, eight drushes now. And aleha is going to be in one of them. So we're going to do the other seven just because aleha. Okay? And then we're going to get back to Yevamos, and then it's brutal. From here till we get to Yevamos, it's not hard. Just drushes. Once we finish this, it's going to be extremely hard. So here we go. Mibay lelech hiditanya. Ein chayavin bezdin. Bezdin is not chayav to bring a karban. Ela al davar shesedono kareis. Only if you did it b'meizi, you get kareis. The shigugaso chatos. And if you did it b'meshogi, it has to be a chatos. V'chein ha-mashiach. So too, a king. A kohen gadol. V'lo ba'avodas kochavim. And also, when it comes to idol worship, same story. Ela al-davar she'chayavin al-azdono kareis. V'shigugaso chatos. Unless it's a b'meizi, you get kareis. And if you did a peshogig, you'd have to bring a chatas. And what happened? The Bezdin said it's mutter. They made a mistake. Ditnan nami, we also learned, call mitzvah sheba Torah, any mitzvah in the Torah, shechayavon al-zdon ha-kar, shechayavon al-chatas, right? If it's any mitzvah now. That was a avodah zarah, that's any mitzvah. Yachid may be kivsa usi'ira, a yachid can bring a sheep or a goat. Nasi may be se'ir, a king brings a se'ir. Mashiach ubezdin mevi'in par. A kohen gadol and a bezdin bring a par. Ubavodas kochavim, and when it comes to idol worship, yachid nasi u mashiach mevi'in se'ira. Those three people bring a se'ira, a female goat. Tzibur mevi in par v'so'ir. They bring both. Par la'ola, v'so'ir l'chatos. Okay? Menahani, in other words, what we just said was, eight karbanos. When Bezdin tells matir something, or the Kohen Gadol matir something, or the Melech matir something, or a regular person, I'm allowed to do that, right? Or he listens to the Bezdin, or he listens to these people. Four entities, by regular mitzvot and by avodah zarah. So Menahani, really, how do we know all this? Tanur Rabbanan, it says, V'noda achatas hashachatu aleha. Look at that word. V'noda achatas hashachatu aleha. And you'll become apprised of the mistake you made. Rebbe Omer, Nemar kat aleha. It says, by achatas aleha. V'nemar lahalan aleha. And it says, by yibum aleha. Ma'ala halan, just like by yibum, davar shechayav v'razadon okarets, v'ashikagaz achatas. If you marry your brother's wife without yibum, you get karets for that. Because he did it by mistake. He didn't know she was your brother's wife. It was a mistake. Then you have to bring a chatas. Ah, so too, kan, davar, shechayav, and alas, donor, karets, v'ashikagaz achatas. Same thing. That's how you know. That ashkechan, tzibur. That's
the same word, is it?
Aleha.
One is aleha.
Doesn't make a difference. The same word. Ashkechan tzibur. That was talking about a tzibur. Mashiach menolan. How do you know the same story by a Kohen Gadol? Tichziv, but Mashiach, it says by a Kohen Gadol, la'ashmat ha'am. La'ashmat ha'am. It's an atonement for the nation. Harei, Mashiach, kitzibur. He's like the nation. Yachid v'nasi. What about a yachid and a nasi? How do you know them? Ithya mitzvos. It's gzeira shava. It says by achatas yachid, you're going to make a mistake mi'achas mitzvos Hashem, from one of the mitzvos of Hashem. And it says by a nasi va'atsa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem. And by a tibur it says va'atsa mikol achas mikol mitzvos Hashem. One big gzeira shava. Now that was by regular averos. V'lo bavodas b'chav me'el adavar shachayav and alas donar kareis v'ashikagas v'chatas. Same story by avodah zarah. You're only going to be over avodah zarah. You only have to bring these karbanos. If you would have done it b'meizid, it would be a kares. And if you did it b'shogeg, it'd be a chatas. And what happened? They told you it's mutter. Or you thought it's mutter. Things like that. So if you look at the Rashi on the third wide line way up on top, it says kigon, for example, zibuach, you shech for a karban, the kitur, or you incense, v'nitzuch, or you pour wine, v'eshtachava, or you bow down to it, avo mechavek u'manashe, but if you're hugging kids an idol, look, that's not counted. That's not courage for that. For half the cross. Okay, now we're going to figure it out. Okay, so back to the Gemara.
Well, that's the way to worship that idol.
Right. Tzibur. Where am I? Tzibur. Bavodas kochavim. Tzibur, when it comes to idol worship, how do I know it's only if it's courage and chatos? Yalef me'ene me'ene. It's gzeira shava. It says, by a parhel davar shel tzibur, v'nelam davar me'ene hakahal. And the Kahal made a mistake, right? The true halacha was hidden from their eyes. And it says by Avodas Kochavim, Vahaya im me'ene ha'eda, right? So it's a gzera shava. Okay? Yachid v'nasi u'mashiach. What about the regular people? A nasi, a king, a kohen gadol, and a regular person. Me vi'im nefesh achas. It says, right? It says vi'im nefesh achas. Echad Yachid, Be'echad Nasi, Be'echad Mashiach Mahashma, means any person. Right? The Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon, the Vav goes back to the previous Parsha, the Yilmod Tachton Minho Elyon. And you learn out whatever applied over there by the Tzibur applies to regular people as well. Okay? Now, the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon, who use the word Aleha, who learn Aleha regarding Tzaris Erva. So how do they know all this? How do they know all these dinim, all these karbanos? Right? They use aleha for something else. Right? Hi, svara menalahu. How do they know all this? Nafkalahu. They learn it out from midimikrile Rabbi Yeshua Libre. From the story that Rabbi Yeshua told his son. It says, Torah achaz yilachem. There's one Torah. La'otze b'shkaga. Right? Make it one halacha for everybody. Then it says, and like a few psukim later there, maybe even this. Va'nefesh asher tatsa biyad rama. And if someone's going to do a brazen thing, hikshu kol Torah kula l'avodas kochavim. What's that brazen thing? Idol worship. The whole Torah is compared to avodah zarah. Ma avodas kachavim davar shechiyavad al zonah koreis v'shigazav chatas. Right? Just like avodah zarah is something where only if it's bemazed you get koreis, and if it's b'shog you have to bring a chatas. Av kol davar shechiyavad al zonah shigoreis v'shigazav chatas. Ashkechon yachid v'nasi yimashiyach. That's so now we found that that's by regular people. Bein avodas kachavim bein shar mitzvos. Tzibur by avodas kachavim minayin. What about a tzibur by avodas kachavim? Amar kra v'im nefesh v'yilmod elyon mitachton. Okay, very good. El tzibur b'shar mitzvos minolam. What about a tzibur by other mitzvos that are not idol worship? Yolif me'ene me'ene. It's a gzeirah shava. Rebbe hay Torah achas mi'avrei. So now, what does Rebbe do with Torah achas? Because we know the Torah made a distinction between yichidim, between yichidim who worship avodah zarah. Lemerubim, a lot of people that worship avodah zarah, a whole city that's called an irani dachas. Why yichidim beskila? Yichidim get skila if one individual person, or even 100, even 1,000, a minority of a city worship avodah zarah. What happens? They get skila lefikach mamonam palat, but their money is saved. Somebody can inherit it, somebody can use it. Merubin, if the whole city does avodah zarah, besayif, everybody gets sayif, which is a better way to die, but lafikach mamonam avad, but the money gets burned. No one can touch that money. Yachal, I would think, nechalek b'kurban osehen, so if it's a mistake, there should be a different karbanos. Because if it's made, there's a different punishment, so if it's b'shogig, it should be different karbanos. No, one carbon. The same thing, being the same carbon. I made it different? Yeah, made it different. Maskefla, Reb Chilkia, Medrunya. 1 second. Time, the whole reason is because of Rahmana, Torah achaz yilachem. Because it said it's one Torah. Halav hachi, if not for that, Havamina nachlek, I would have thought you'd make a different carbon. I would have thought, well, since if it's bemazed, then there's different punishments for an irani dachas and for an individual. So too, if it's b'shogeg, same story. The Torah said not like that. But I would have thought it's different. Why? It's different by mezid, it's different by shogeg as well. Now, my lysi, what else could you bring? Whatever you're going to come up with, someone's already bringing that. My lysi, what do you bring? Lysi par. Tzibur b'shar mitzvah du demaisi. Tzibur already brings that. Kivsa? Want to bring a kivsa? Yachid b'shar mitzvah du demaisi. Yachid also brings that. But other mitzvahs. Seir, want to bring a seir? Nasi b'shar mitzvahs u'demaisi. Oh, Nasi brings that. Par la'ola v'seir l'chatas? Tzibur b'vodas k'chav u'demaisi. Tzibur brings that. Ela, mai, seira? Want to bring a seira? Well, yachid nami hayi karbano. Yachid can also bring that. So what? I would have thought you could bring a different...
We just want the woolly animals.
Exactly. So what else is there? So half min, for itzrach. So I would have thought whole v'tzibur b'hora... A tzibur that Haskins wrong. Maisi par la'ola v'seir l'chatas. So inu nami naisi ipcha. So by a what do you call it? By a avodah zarah, bring the opposite way. That's one option. Or inami or tzarech. You have to bring a carbon. Vein lo takana. But there's nothing to bring. There's nothing to bring. Kamash malan. Therefore, the Torah says Torah achas yilachem. No, they bring the same thing. Okay. That was the easy... That's complicated.
No, it's just...
Now, here we go.
Because you run through it, because... What
exactly. Exactly. There's no...
What's the prohibition against two people bringing the same carbon?
No. Because we had a havamina...
The same animal.
That since a yachid and a tzibur have different misa when it comes to...
Right.
When it comes to rye. So to, I would have thought there's a different carbonos when it's bishogeg. So different kabbalas. What's different? Whatever the option is, someone's bringing that. Is that different? Is that unique? So the answer is either two answers: either reverse what a tzibur brings. That's no one else brings that. Or you know what? There is nothing they could bring. Kamash bal, no, it's Torah achas. They bring the same thing as a regular individual. It's not split. Only split by mezid. Why? That's what Torah said. Okay. Now in the Mishnah. There were 15 people that your brother was allowed to marry. One brother could marry, and another brother cannot marry. Right? And therefore we said that it's an erva, and therefore there's no yibam or chalitza, not for the erva, not for the tzara either. 15 cases. Amale Levi Larebi, my area is only Tezvav. Well, it's only 15. Lifni Tezayin. I have a 16th. What's a 16th? He didn't say what the 16th one was yet. Amale, Rebbe says back to him, Kibidumali She'en Lamoch Bid Kodkado. That guy doesn't even have a brain in his head. That's what Rebbe says about Levi. Levi says, you know what, Rebbe? I have a 16th one. Really? You do? Oh, you foolish.
You know what you're talking about.
You know what you're talking about. My Daitcha. What was he thinking? Imo Anusas Aviv. What is a mother who a father raped. What does that mean? That means like this. Yaakov rapes Leah. Okay? Has a son. We'll call him Reuven. Yaakov is also married to some nice lady named Rachel. Nice Jewish family. And they have a son named Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are brothers because they have the same father. Reuven's mother is some raped woman. Shimon goes ahead and marries that woman. Now, we're going to have a machlokas if Reuven's allowed to do that. If Shimon's allowed to do that. Who'd he marry? He's marrying a woman who his father once upon a time raped.
Great, but we said already that you can.
Huh? It's a machlokas if you can. It's a machlokas if you can. Because it's not an ishus of your father. It's not his wife. It's some woman he raped. So, it's a machlokas if you're allowed to marry such a woman.
Because the rape one is not even included in the original
15. Correct, it's not in the original 15. Shimon marries this woman, then he dies. Now what happens? She falls to Yibam, to who? To her son, Reuven. Reuven came, Reuven's not allowed to do Yibam on his mother. But Shimon was allowed to marry such a person. So you see another, it's another case. So, right, it's another case. Now it's a machlokas if Reuven could allow to marry her. Some say, half the Rishonim, half the Tanayim say yes, and then Rabbi Yehuda is going to say no. Not allowed to do that. Why? Because it doesn't matter. Your father had a relationship with her, she's us to you. So the Gemara answers, Imo anusas aviv biplukta Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanon hi. Whether or not you're allowed to marry that woman is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Uplukta lo komairi, and our Mishnah's not talking about things that have machlokas about it. That's why it's not in the Mishnah. We're only talking about things that no one disputes. This is a machlokas, so it's not in the Mishnah. Velo? 1 minute. We're only talking about things that are not in dispute. Vare iser mitzvah, the iser kedusha. Iser mitzvah is a sheni la'arayas. The Torah never asers you to marry your own grandmother. It's only aser midrabanan. And there's a machlokas about that. So, next perek, we're going to talk about Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon marries Reuven's grandmother. From the mother's side, let's say. Right? So it's not his grandmother. Then he dies without children. Falls to Reuven. Not allowed to marry his own grandmother. So the halacha there is, he has to do chalitza, he can't do yibam. Okay? Or let's say like this. Let's say, that's called iser mitzvah. What's iser kedusha? Shimon marries a mamzer. Mamzeres. We shouldn't have done that. Not allowed to do that. But the kedusha is chal. And he marries a mamzeres. Then he dies without children. Now the yibam falls to Reuven. Now Reuven should also marry Mamzeres. Not supposed to do that. So again, Yibum, no. Chalitza, yeah. Now it's also machlokas about that. The Pligi Rabbi Akiva Rabbanon, because Rabbi Akiva holds that these people, the Chedush is not even Chal. They're trying to marry your sister. It doesn't work. So if you did that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Tzara, if there was one, would be Mutter. Because the Tzara is only... I'm sorry. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Tzara is also off. Why? Because they're just... Because they're Erevs. According to Rabbi Akiva, you get Kares for that. You marry your mom Zeres, you get Kares. We don't hold like that. Therefore, if there's Kares, the Kedusha is not even Chal. Right? Let's say the guy marries his mother, and he also marries some other woman. And then he dies without children. Now the two women fall to even to his brother. It's also his mother. So can he marry the Tzara? Yes. Why yes? Because there was never a marriage with that Erva. No marriage with your own mother. It's a bizarre thing to do. It's tragic. But it doesn't create a marriage. So therefore you only really married to one person. Who's that? The Tzara. So your brother now, the brother can marry that Tzara. Okay? So what the point is, that according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Kedushin here at all. Why? because you're not allowed to marry your mamzeres. You're not allowed to marry your grandmother. Not that it's the Rabbanon. He holds it's Isser from the Torah. So therefore, it's totally different according to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's no Yibim and Kedu. There's no Yibim or Chalitza. According to us, there's no Yibim, but there is Chalitza. So the Gemara answers, Avikatani, yet that's in the Mishnah. So you tell me there's no Machlok, it's not true. So the Gemara answers, no, but Pirkei Kama Amrin. We're talking about in this parak, not in the second parak. In this parak, there's no Machlok. In parak Beis, yeah. Aye, what are you talking about? You know, we learned in the first parak, in the first Mishnah, that the brother can't marry the erva. He can't marry his own daughter, his own daughter-in-law. He also can't marry the tzara. You know, Beishamai argues on that. And Beishamai says, you can marry the tzara. So it's machlokes Beishamai and Beit Hillel. So the Gemara answers, Beishamai, B'moko Beit Hillel, Eino Mishnah. Beishamai, in front of Beit Hillel, it doesn't even count. It doesn't count. Okay, so that's not a kasha either. V'harei eishes achiv shalohaya ba'olamo. What about a case of Eishes Achiv, Shalahaya Ba'olamo, the Pligi Rav Shimon V'Rabbanon V'Katani, yet it's a machlokas between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon, and yet it's mentioned in the first Mishnah. Now, Rav Shimon holds like this. Let's say Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven's married to some woman, and Reuven dies, and Shimon does evil. Then Levi's born. Okay? What? From the same mother. Levi's born now.
But now it's Shimon's son.
Now it's Shimon's wife. Shimon took the wife in Yibam.
Yeah, but Levi's now Shimon's son.
No, Shimon's brother. Reuven and Shimon are brothers.
Right.
Reuven's married to some woman.
Right.
Reuven dies. Right. Shimon takes her in Yibam.
Right.
Then Shimon gets a new brother named Levi.
Oh, Shimon gets
a new Shimon brother. Gets a new brother named Levi.
Okay.
According to the Rabbanon, and then Shimon dies now without children.
Right.
According to the Rabbanon, Levi cannot marry this woman in Yibam. Why? Because Levi and Reuven were never alive at the same time. According to Reb Shimon, Levi can. Why? Because when Shimon married her in Yibam, it's a whole new Yibam, began over. And then Shimon and Levi were alive at the same time. Right? Shimon and Levi were alive at the same time. So Reuven had nothing to do with this. Reuven's gone. He's gone from the picture. Shimon already married the wife in Yibam. Shimon's gone, but the Rabbanon hold on, that's still considered an ach that wasn't alive at the same time. Why? Because it goes back to the original brother Reuven, who they taka were not alive at the same time. So you see it's a machlokas, and yet it's in the Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, no. But benolad, ubesof yiyabim lo palo grub Shimon. What if the following happens? Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies. Shimon is going to take his wife in Yibam. The day after Reuven dies, Levi the brother is born. Shimon didn't do the Yibam yet. Then everyone agrees that Levi will never take this woman in Yibam.
Right, that's a classic case.
Exactly. So sometimes he argues and sometimes he agrees with Shimon. Sometimes he agrees. So sometimes he agrees. So it's not always a machlokas. So that's why it's in the Mishnah. Benolad ubesov yibim lo palug Reb Shimon. If he's born and then the yibim happens, Reb Shimon doesn't argue. Okay, okay. Aye, from Rav Oshia chalakay Reb Shimon after Rishona. Reb Shimon even argues in this case. I don't know why it's called Rishona. It even argues in this case. So no, vayitosu Rav Oshia. We already prove Rav Oshia is wrong. We prove Rav Oshia is wrong. It's not true. Shimon does not argue in that case. Okay. Now comes the very hard Gemara. This is all a kasha to show you that there's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Why? What's the machlokes? V'amar Yehuda amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. V'chein tari Rav Chia. And Rav Chia also learned the same idea. Bekulon ani kori bahen. In all 15 cases in the Mishnah, I can apply the following principle. Hasuru lezeh mutaris lezeh. This is the case. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda are four brothers. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Okay? Now what would happen if Reuven died? Shimon cannot do Yibam. Because he can't marry two sisters. But Levi could do Yibam. Or Yehuda could do Yibam. Nothing wrong with that. Right? Good. What if Reuven and Shimon die at the exact same time? some horrible accident. They both die. Now the two sisters fall to Yibum, to who? To Levi and Yehuda. Says the Gemara later in the Perek, later in the Masechta, on Daf Chaf something, later on, that if that happens, right? If that happens, Levi and Yehuda cannot do Yibum on either of them. Why? Because since it's a Durabanan, two sisters now are waiting to have Yibum done to them, either from Levi or Yehuda. So it looks like you're marrying two sisters. Because
it's a Xera, in other words.
It's a Xera. Because there's a Zika. Two sisters are waiting. I know he's not, but it's a Derabanan. Two sisters are waiting for me. Are waiting for Levi or Yehuda to do Yibam. So it's as if there's a Zika from two sisters. That looks like you're marrying two sisters.
Therefore,
they got to get chalitza. Right.
Why can't you say that one of them will go to whichever one, the other one goes to the other one?
Because you don't say that. Because they both fall to both.
Right.
Yeah.
They both fall to both. Okay.
That's the craziest rabbanon we've ever had.
It's not the craziest rabbanon. There's a zika that connects both sisters to each brother.
Right.
So therefore, you can't do both. What if? One sister is also Levi's daughter. Let's say it's Levi's daughter.
Right. Okay.
Now there's not a Zika to both.
Correct. That's right. She disconnected one.
So Yehuda can do Yibum on the other one.
So there you do say that you take
right?
one.
No.
I'm sorry. Levi can do Yibum on the other one.
Right.
And what if the other one is Yehuda's daughter?
No, the better case is not that. The better case is what is if Yehuda does to the other one first, then Shimon dies, then he gets messed up.
No, that's what I'm talking about. They both die at the same time.
I understand that.
So you hear what's going on? They both fall to each brother, but you can't do anything. Because there's a Xer Derabanan. What's the Xer Derabanan? They come at the same time, there's a dual Zika, and therefore there's no Yibam.
Right.
But what if you can't do, what if it's not a dual Zika? Because one of them's a relative? One of them is one of the 15 Arayas.
Right.
What if? Right? Then.
Then you do say.
Then there will be. Then there could be Yibam.
Right.
Then there could be Yibam. Because it's not a double Zika, it's only a single Zika. And that can go to both of them.
Right. Yeah, you keep working on still cases forever.
Comes along Rebbe and Rav and Reb Chiya. All 15 cases you could say this. I can figure. That's why this Rashi's massive. All 15 cases, I can come up with a case. I need Kara Behen, I can tell you the same thing. Hasuru Lazeh Muteres Lazeh. Vasuru Lazeh Muteres Lazeh.
Hey, you just added another person to the whole thing.
Right? Or also, the Achosa Shehi Yavimta. If the sister is a Yavama, in other words, two sisters, Cholet says, oh, Mishya Bemet. There could be Chalitza or Yibam from the other brother. Because
right.
It's an Erva only to one brother, not to both. Right? Now, that's a statement that was said by who? By Rav and Rav Chiya. Rav Yehuda Matargim, there are three ways to explain that statement. Rav Yehuda explained it only mechamoso ve'elech, only from the case of mother-in-law and on. Aval b'shita b'babe d'resha, but the first six cases, lo. He didn't say it. Why not? Because the only way this can happen. Look at the Rashi. We're going to read like only four lines of Rashi. Look at Rashi. It's in the middle of the Rashi. It's eight lines into the Rashi in the wide lines. There's a period there, and it says Bito. You see where it says Bito? In the Rashi, in the wide lines?
Elabito?
No, not Elabito. The period says Bito. Bito, lo mishkachat la, ela, bebito, me'anusaso. The only way you can have a case of a Bito is if you rape somebody. What does that mean? She e efshel labito shel Reuven ubito shel Shimon liyos achayos minaim. You can't have; it's impossible to have a daughter of Reuven and a daughter of Shimon coming from the same mother. Why? Shari eishes Reuven. Let's say the wife of Reuven. She
Reuven's wife
Yoldalobaz. 1 second. Yeah, you know what? I'll read. Forget Rashi. I'll read it outside. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, who they are brothers, four brothers. Reuven has a daughter named Sarah. Reuven and Shimon have daughters. Okay. Some guy marries Reuven's daughter, right? Some guy marries Reuven. I didn't have time to photocopy these. I would have photocopied it. Some guy marries Reuven's daughter, right? And has a daughter. Okay? We'll call that guy Yitzchak. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda are brothers. Reuven has a daughter. Sorry. Reuven has a daughter, right? Reuven has a daughter, and Shimon has a daughter.
Right.
And some guy marries both of them. Some guy marries both of them. How can he do that? You're not allowed to marry. They're not sisters.
No, they're not sisters.
They're not sisters. Some guy marries both of them. Some guy marries both of them, and has a daughter from each one. Okay. Oh no, I'm sorry. That's granddaughters.
Yeah.
What's the name of this case?
It's the case of a daughter. Why isn't there a
Bito?
No, Bito.
Bito. And Rashi, right?
Yeah. It's impossible for the daughter of Reuven and the daughter of Shimon to be achayos minaim. Shari eishes Reuven, she yolda lobas. Reuven's wife has a daughter, v'girsha, and then he divorced her. Oh, right, here we go. Let's say Reuven's married to some woman, and he has a daughter, v'girsha, and he divorces his wife. Shimon, his brother, is not going to marry that wife. You're not allowed to marry. She was married to his brother. Not allowed. Unless he dies. Not a divorce. Lo nizeh shuvu Shimon. Not allowed to marry Shimon. Shegerushas achiv hi. She's the divorced wife of his brother. Ella hachi mishkachasla. Reuven anas Isha. Reuven rapes a woman. V'yalda lo bas. Has a daughter. Shima v'chazar v'shimon v'anas es anusas achiv. Shimon then rapes the same woman. Who he's probably allowed to marry. Maybe he's allowed to marry that woman even.
Why?
Reuven rapes a woman, Shimon can't marry that woman. Right. So it's like a father. Yeah. Maybe he's allowed to.
But it's not the two daughters.
Shemuteres lo. The lo asra Torah, ella eshes. Ugh. Only your wife's brother. Al yedei kedushin. Not stomps on a woman. Not a woman who's raped. V'chazar v'yol de lo bas l'shimon. Now Shimon now has a daughter. Okay? Hare Bas Reuven Ubas Shimon Achayos Minaim. They have the same mother. The only way that could happen is if there was a rape. There's no way they could happen, right? They have the same mother. Then Venisu Lulevi Vyehuda Ache Avihen. Then who marries these two girls? Levi marries one, Yehuda marries the other. Right? Umesu, now they die. Venaflu Lufne Reuven Vishimon. And they fall to Yibum to who? To their fathers. At the same time, in the same car accident. Yes.
Right. Okay.
Now what happens? Bas Shimon mitzchayeves l'Reuven. Shimon's daughter can go to Reuven. Why? Delav achos ziku kasohi.
Right.
Because it's not a, there's no ziku. Because
right.
And bas rush Reuven l'Shimon.
Same reason.
Same reason. Exactly. Same reason. But says the Gemara. I didn't count that case. Rav Yehuda. Didn't count that case. But who the Matar game, when Rav and Rav Chia said that you could figure out a way in all 15 cases that Asur Luzeh, Muteris Luzeh, not the first six. Why not? Why not? Because the only way you're going to get to the first six is if there's a, if there's an Isser done. My time, because Kivan Debito, Debito, Be'anosin Mishkachas, right? It can only happen if there's a rape. Benesuin Lo Mishkachas Lo. It can't happen if there's a regular marriage. Right? Nesuin Kamairi, Be'anosin Lo Kamairi. I'm not talking about rapes.
Yeah, because that messes everything up.
It messes everything up. Now, you have to figure out a way how in the other five cases, there's also a rape. Same thing with the granddaughters. Same thing with my wife's daughter, and my wife's granddaughter, and my wife's son's daughter.
Every case has to have the same rape.
No, not a mother-in-law. Not a case of mother-in-law. No, we're not going to go through them all. Now, you can figure out by the other nine cases, I'll tell you what, listen, Mati, let's have this. Let's say Reuven, Shimon, Levi, they're brothers. Reuven's married to Yehuda's mother-in-law.
I know.
Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven's married to Levi's mother-in-law, and Shimon's married to Yehuda's mother-in-law. Then Reuven and Shimon die. Levi can't marry his mother-in-law, and Yehuda can't marry his mother-in-law. However, Yehuda can marry Levi's mother-in-law, and Levi can marry Yehuda's mother-in-law.
Right.
There's no rape there.
Right.
What happened? The two women came as a Zika, but there is no Zika because one of them is an Erva.
Exactly.
So you can do that by all 15.
Exactly. You can find out in
but you can't do that by the first six, because by the first six, there had to be a rape somewhere. Right?
In order
to have two sisters. So therefore, the first six I'm not talking about.
Okay.
That's not the kasha. The kasha is not the next one. If Abaya Matargim, Abaya Matargim, Af Bito Manu Sasso. Doesn't make a difference even if there's a rape. Why? Given the Shkruchim Mishkachas law, it's possible for it to happen. Eboy Menanesuin, Tehevei. It can be with an Erisin, it can be with a Suin, I don't care. Aval Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olam Olo. But I hold that the case of Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olam Olo. My time, why not? Because given the Reb Shimon, who Mishkachas La, Lorabon and Lo Mishkachas La, Biplokes Lo Kamairi. Since, as we said already today, the Reb Shimon doesn't hold of the brother, Reb Shimon is much, has a machlokas about it. He holds that if the brother's alive, if Levi's alive, when Shimon's married to Reuven's wife, That is considered a brother that's alive at the same time. Remember we said? Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's married to a woman. Reuven dies. Shimon marries the woman in Yibam. Then a month later, Levi's born. Another brother's born. Mazel tov, another brother. Reb Shimon held. Now Shimon dies without children. Reb Shimon held. Levi can marry this woman. Ah, he wasn't alive when Reuven was alive. It's nothing to do with Reuven anymore. Shimon took her already in Yibam.
Right.
It's a new marriage. What?
It broke the cycle.
The Rabbanan hold still no good. Because Levi and Reuven were not alive at the same time.
Yeah, but every case
so again, that's a machlokas. I'm not talking about that machlokas.
Right,
therefore, that case of two people falling and one the Zika doesn't apply to this case.
Right, but the
Achav Shloba
is always a case, is a separate case.
What?
The brother's not born. It's always a separate case.
Correct.
If you have a standard case and he's born,
correct.
He's not attached.
So says Abaya, I'm not. What Rav? We're going to finish in 1 second, Yoni. Rav and Reb Chiya said all 15 cases, I can apply one to be mutter, one to be usher,
right,
by the two sisters. Says Abaya, not the case of a brother not being alive, because anyway, there's a machlokas about that, so they didn't include that case. We didn't get to the machlokas yet. That's Abaya interpreting
the argument.
Now Rav Safra is going to interpret the argument in a way where there's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Okay? And not that I'm interpreting it. There is a machlokes. And therefore, we just said there's no machlokes. There's a machlokes. And we're going to answer it. Okay? That is, we'll have to stop here. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
We stop
by the words of Safra.
Yeah, my
all right, so we'll stop here, and then we'll have a very good day.